If you're somebody who plays Bayonetta and goes like, sometimes she's almost naked, like, fuck, don't play Bayonetta. I don't want to be in the same fucking party as you, you asshole.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
About your brother's balls.
God.
They are... They're not greasy balls. I kind
of... I'm not putting any of this in.
What?
So it doesn't matter. Like, none of what you're saying right now is going into this.
What?
Yes, because we're on a mission, Hoss. We're on a mission from Gad of war. That's my opening joke.
It's a terrible joke.
It's time for the Minute of Destruct podcast!
Wait, so you're not putting in my fucking testicle humor?
I'll leave it all in.
But
it's fine. Yeah,
you're going to put in your fucking shitty Blues Brothers joke?
Yeah, you know. It's like Blues Brothers reference.
We're in a mission from Gad.
If there's anything that's equivalent to God of War, it's a Blues Brothers reference. I think, personally. I think they go hand in hand, really.
I spilled water on my shirt.
Well, it's just water. It won't stain, so you're good.
That's gonna stain!
You are in a mood today. I have no idea what your deal is. So basically...
You ever watch Not Another Teen Movie?
I have. I love that movie. We've talked about that on this podcast before, actually.
Man, Not Another Teen Movie's fantastic. It's one of the only spoofs I enjoy.
There you go. Yeah.
That's gonna stain!
Oh man, I like the Asian dude, the guy who's not Asian.
Oh fuck yeah, Asian. Yeah, fucking dude who wants to be Asian.
Yeah, yeah, it's always funny. But yeah,
shut your mouth, Wang Chung.
Is that the movie with the token black guy at the party?
And oh yeah,
okay, I was checking if that was.
And then Taye Diggs shows up.
Taye Diggs shows up. It's like, oh my bad, man. I didn't realize it was already a black guy.
Oh, that's whack.
That's good.
Any movie that's got Taye Diggs in it,
I'm
into it.
I love Taye Diggs. Taye Diggs is fantastic. Anyway.
Yeah, he can sing and dance really well.
He can. He's a very good singer and dancer. Yeah.
Yep, he was great in Rent.
Yeah, was he? I didn't know he was in Rent.
Yeah, he was fantastic. You know, yeah. I really like Rent.
Yeah. It's about AIDS.
I feel like that probably, like, betrays... Like, a lot of what people believe about me, but, like, I really like musicals.
Yeah, musicals are fine.
They're really good.
Musicals can be good. Matt Stone and Trey Parker are great at writing those. Trey Parker, at least. But, yeah.
Matt Stone's just kind of there to make dick jokes.
I think so.
All their really good dick jokes come from Matt Stone.
Come from Matt Stone, I think, yeah. But, yeah. We're going to talk about God of War today.
Yeah, I guess.
What? Okay, that's... Way to rip into this with some real fervor there, Hoss.
It's got meat to it. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. Yeah, we're just going to discuss, I guess, the first game or the whole series, pretty much, the trilogy. Not those companion ones.
We can talk about the series as a whole.
Yeah.
I spent about 3 or 4 hours with the God of War 3 remaster for
yes.
the PS4 this week.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm kind of in a mood about those games.
Okay, cool. Awesome. But yeah, we will discuss those later in the program. For right now, we have news. Nothing. We looked up the news. There was nothing of note. Gears of War 3 is free on Xbox. Is it Xbox Live right
yeah.
now? That's cool.
Well, I'll say this. Fucking Rocket League is free on PS4, and that game is setting the internet on fire.
Is it?
That game is fucking fantastic.
Is that something you played this week?
Yeah.
We're moving on to what we played then. What have you played this week, Oz?
I played Rocket League.
Played Rocket League, yeah.
So, Gibbs fucking awesome.
And it's setting the world on fire, as you said?
It was, for like the last 2 weeks, it's been the most played game on Twitch.
Oh, wow. That is...
It's on PC. It's the free game on PS4 this month. It's soccer with cars.
That sounds awesome.
It's, and you can do all kinds of crazy moves with your cars, like, you know, fucking bicycle kicks and all sorts of weird shunt moves to do, like, fucking side passes and shit. And
nice.
It's fucking incredible.
Nice.
Like, it's really, really good.
Sounds good.
I've had a great time with that game. If you got a PS4, go check that out.
Go play that.
If you've got a PC and you're curious about it, just go watch the litany of people that are streaming that on Twitch right now. It's really, really good. If you're somebody who's playing it on PC, make sure you have a controller, though. I think that game would play really weird if you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's super tight. The controls are very, very precise and very good. It feels a lot like... Do you ever play the old Micro Machines games?
Yes, the old Micro Machines.
It feels very precise in the way that those games felt precise. Like, it's not necessarily concerned with being a simulation of car physics as much as it is a simulation of, if you hit left, you're going fucking left.
Right, yeah.
It's interesting.
All right, cool. Sounds good. What are the graphics like, or the camera angles?
Looks great. Yeah. There's two different views that you can swap from.
Right.
One of them is a ball cam. Another one is like your typical third person behind the back car camera.
Right.
Whenever I have control of the ball, I like to do the standard behind the back. And then whenever I'm looking for where the ball is, I'll switch to, you hit triangle and swap to ball cam.
Ball cam.
Which, your car still moves, with standard controls, but the camera, if the ball's way to the right, you'll be, the camera basically rotates around you in a 360 degree axis, so it'll still be third person.
Right.
But you're looking way to the right. It's kind of like, remember, like, drive-by mode in Grand Theft Auto and shit?
Right, yes.
It's almost like that, okay. In the sense that... But if you were locked onto a single citizen as you drove by, so it would just consistently stay on that. So it's very cool. It's a great way to make sure that, like, okay, if I'm trying to play defense, I can make sure that I'm still... that I have a good angle on where the ball is in accordance to the goal and shit.
Right.
You know, one of the things I would definitely recommend is that, you know, if you're... somebody who wants to play that game, like, I've been playing pickup games, because, like, for whatever reason, nobody I know who owns a PS4 gives a shit about Rocket League, and I'm like, it's a free game, and they're like, oh, I'm not even gonna bother downloading it, and I'm like, okay, like, alright,
I don't know,
fuck everybody I know, is what I'm trying to say right now.
Is that what you want to go with?
Well, and I have people all the time, like, ask me, like, oh, this game's free this month, should I bother downloading it? You just said it was free, like, fucking look at it!
Yeah,
like,
yeah, why not? It's free. Like, who cares?
I don't know, I just feel like we're spoiled at this point.
Yeah.
With fucking free games and shit, like, to the point where... Oh, I haven't even thought about PlayStation Plus games in a while. Why do you have PlayStation Plus? Yeah. Oh, to play Battlefield 4 that came out 2.5 years ago? Play a new game!
Play a new one.
There's a lot of them!
There's a lot of developers out there. They're still coming out with stuff. It's
Jesus
very...
Christ.
Yeah. So there you go. What else did you play? You're on the Fable Legends beta.
Yeah, sadly we can't do any video of that. I'm under fairly strict NDA when it comes to video or streaming of that game.
Sure. But you can talk about it.
Ask me anything about Fable Legends.
What do you know about Fable Legends?
It's not a question.
That is totally a question. What do you know about it? What's that game like?
It's a free-to-play Fable game.
Okay, interesting.
There appears to still be a single player in it.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that that is a drastically reduced single player.
Okay.
As opposed to the previous games, which were entirely built upon a single player. This is an Unreal Engine 4 game.
Okay.
Looks great.
Interesting.
It still maintains that style.
The style of it, yeah.
That weirdly proportioned, almost cartoonish.
Yeah.
But really, really detailed. Mm. It looks really good.
Interesting.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
What's
the deal? Do you build your own character? Do you
In the beta you pick characters.
Okay.
There's several classes.
Okay.
I've only done the training and a couple of the missions on a single character.
Okay.
Right now. He's a gunsman.
Okay.
Man who has gun.
Man who has gun. Gunman.
I believe his name is Rook.
Man with gun. Yeah.
Gunman.
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 Man with gun.
John Gunman.
And then he has an anti-guy that's like sort of like a gun, but a man, and he's main man gun.
Martin Mangun.
Mangun.
John Gunman and Martin Mangun. They're
part man and part gun.
I feel like they're just destined to do this forever.
I think so too. This whole swap back and forth dance.
Solid and Liquid Snake.
Yeah, yeah.
But in gun form.
Like John Cena and Kevin Owens anti each other.
Do you think they'll do that forever?
I think they could if they wanted to.
I feel like 2 years from now I would still be invested in that shitty U.S. title match.
I think I
between those two.
I think I absolutely would. They just trade that belt back about 4 times. I
mean, oh, man, how good would that be?
I'm saying, he's like the anti-Cena. It's perfect. They're like perfect.
Oh, man!
The loadout is totally white on that one.
Oh, it's just like occasionally he beats the shit out of Sami Zayn, and then Cena comes back and goes, how dare you beat up Sami Zayn? And
they just repeat the same dance over and
over.
Oh,
man, it'll be like a weird version of when Christian and Randy Orton had their feud a few years ago.
Yeah.
Where it was just Christian repeatedly losing, and then just showing up going like, oh, one more match!
One more time!
But it's just Kevin Owens going like, I still fucking hate you, son of a bitch!
There's our wrestling commentary for today.
There's a good amount of pathos with John Cena right now. Anyway.
There is. There is a lot of pathos with him. You know, people enjoy him right now.
That's the thing I like in wrestling.
Yes.
Believe it or not, I love heels.
Yeah.
But I love pathos.
Right. Yeah. Interesting.
It's, it's hard to do.
It is. The hero's journey has been done forever. So to make that interesting is always a good thing.
Well, and, you know, you can tie this into video games.
Yeah.
In the sense that, like, you know, take shooters, for instance. I don't give a shit about badass military man.
Right, yeah.
But when you can find a way to make them human,
mm-hmm.
I'm invested.
Then you're invested into what they are and what they're doing.
It's the thing with, like, the Master Chief.
Mm-hmm.
He's inhuman.
Right.
He has almost no attachment to reality in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
But Cortana, the computer person,
is much more human than he is.
Is his human link.
Yeah.
And he's drawn to her because she has more humanity than he's ever known.
Right. Yeah.
And that's video games.
It is. That is.
And that's professional wrestling.
That's professional wrestling. It totally is. That's all of those things. Hero's journeys, man. It's one of the, what, 6 types of stories ever told? Was it 6, 7?
Eight stories ever told.
Hero's Journey. It's one of the best. So, it's the one we use the most, I think, more than anything else. It's what we like to see.
And Daniel Bryan had a really good Hero's Journey.
Fuck yeah, he did. And it's possibly ended tragically. So, but anyway, that's our wrestling.
Let's talk about professional wrestling.
Well, we do have a podcast about that. We
should probably make one of those.
We should probably make one of those eventually. I think maybe we'll spin off of here and do that. But yeah, Fable Beta.
Fable seems good. Yeah. I'll have more impressions next week. I guess codes were handed out on Thursday, but I didn't get a chance to actually play it until yesterday. excuse me. It's quite good. The one thing I'll say is that this is the first Fable since the original that I have felt like had a solid frame rate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all of the other Fable games, including that remake of the original at Fable Anniversary,
mm-hmm.
have been more of a slideshow than a frame rate.
Okay.
It's like, you're talking like frames, you know, like seconds per frame as opposed to frames per second.
Uh-huh.
And this one doesn't seem to have any kind of performance issues whatsoever. Granted, they're not going, you know, they're not reaching very, very far from a technical perspective, but it looks good, it plays good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed thus far.
Alright.
Also cool. Played some Far Cry 4.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that thing new was $20 at GameStop this week.
Wow.
New.
Why did that drop so drastically?
They're probably coming out with a Game of the Year edition.
Okay.
Because all of the Season Pass content is now out.
Okay.
And the copy that I picked up at a GameStop was still the limited edition. Like the launch day one edition.
Okay.
So I don't necessarily think that game sold that well.
Yeah.
I think it had been... It was soon.
Yeah.
Since the first one. I think 2 years on a Far Cry was pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, Far Cry 3 was like a phenomenon the year that came out. That game sold incredibly well. That game had a very long tail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for about 6 or 8 months after its release, it just kept selling. It was one of those games, like, not quite to the degree of something like Skyrim. But we still have people today coming into the store, and just, hey, I heard Skyrim's good. I'm going to get that. Like, really? Like now? All right. All right.
It's been a while.
You going to get Oblivion too, I guess?
Oh shit. It's Skyrim.
Oh, Skyrim. Video's really stupid.
It's really dumb.
But yeah, played a bunch of, Far Cry. I like that game.
There you go. Cool. Sounds good.
It looks incredible.
Yeah.
It looks
that's
incredible.
That's what those games are. I mean, they are a painting to be played.
Well, that's you know, ever since you know, Crytek handed off that franchise. I mean, like, Crytek built that game with the idea that, like, fucking islands and jet skis and I don't know, it looks awesome.
It's awesome. Good water effects and stuff. Looks
and
good.
The one tenet from those franchises, like, your character doesn't have superpowers anymore, none of that shit.
Right.
Came over from the original Far Cry, other than, yo, this game looks good.
Right, yeah.
Yo. And that's Far Cry 4. Yo, that game looks good.
Right, yeah.
You get a wingsuit. That's pretty good.
Like the little parachute wing thing.
Like a fucking flying squirrel.
Yep, like the flying squirrel.
Pretty good.
Like a flying squirrel.
You don't get it in Far Cry 3 until, like, damn near the end, but in this one, you get it fucking early. They're like, yo, check it out, wingsuit. Go!
Oh no! Jump down that mountain. That's pretty cool. But yeah, is that pretty much what you've played?
Played a bunch of Forza 5.
Cool. Yeah.
You love that remains awesome.
You love that Forza.
Played a bunch of God of War 3 Remastered.
Yes. Yes, you did.
It's a good remaster.
Which prompts us, I think.
It's Tenetipa.
It's 1080p, yes.
It's
Tenetipa.
60 FPS.
It's frames per second. I feel like there just needs to be like a some kind of translation.
Well, why do they jam all that together?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, why abbreviate?
It looks like Tenetipa.
Tenetipa? It doesn't even... No. Like, 1080p? It's like... No one pronounces numbers
60
that
FPS?
Like, what do you mean? Do they, like, squeeze the numbers together too closely?
Well, the P is part of the Tenetipa.
No one pronounces 1080 Tenetipa.
Tenetipa.
No one does that. No one even pronounces a P as P.
I don't think you know what English is.
I don't think you know how to read things, but whatever. Yeah.
It looks good. I've been playing through it on Titan difficulty.
Titan difficulty.
That's really hard.
That's the hardest level of difficulty.
Yeah.
Is what that is.
It's really hard.
Yeah, I never liked the difficulty switch in that, because all it does is just, like, oh, the enemies are stronger, you take more damage, and that's what that is.
Yeah, it's like, you know. It's
whatever.
You know, in the Hydra fight, it's like, you get hit twice and you're dead.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So it's...
It doesn't... You know, it's something like Ninja Gaiden or DMC Devil May Cry, you know, or Bayonetta 2.
Sure.
Yeah. Those games I beat on all difficulties.
Right, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
And the satisfying thing about those games is that it changes the AI routines.
Mm-hmm.
And also changes their skill sets.
Yes.
It doesn't just up damage and lower health.
Yes, and that's...
This game is purely...
Yeah.
Dumping health.
In the older days of what, you know, video games were, that's what difficulty changes were. Mega Man takes more damage, etc., etc.,
yeah.
And it takes more hits to kill certain enemies. The limitations you have, but nowadays, like, there's different ways you can make that interesting, and God of War difficulty was like, you die faster. Okay.
You know, I mean this in the most respectful way possible. I've played and enjoyed, with the exception of Ascension,
yeah.
All of the God of War games. I think they're a good time.
Yeah.
If I were to meet someone today and they said the God of War is their favorite game franchise, I would say you should probably not bother playing video games.
Why is that?
They're not good. They're a sloppy mess.
Yeah.
You know, with all due respect to God of War, they're fine. They're better than good.
Right. Well, I don't think you have to necessarily enjoy elite gaming to say that. Because if you're just a casual gamer, like, yeah, that probably would be, like, one of your favorite ones. Because it's like, whatever. You can just mash buttons and win, but, you know.
I don't understand somebody that... For something to be your favorite game of all time.
Right.
I feel like that's something you got to say, like, all right, man, I just beat that game. You know what? I'm going to play it again.
Right, yeah.
I have never wanted to return to a God of War game after I finished them.
Yeah.
I just... Because there's no depth.
Yeah.
There's no genuine satisfaction to be derived from grinding those games because there's no depth to that swimming pool.
What about
when it's all chest high?
Yeah, yeah. What about when you're falling through the pit? That's pretty deep. Da 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 da. Anyway, no.
This conversation is over.
It's over. No. I can see that point of view. I've played through the first and second quite a few times. I didn't play through the third one that many times because it was on a PS3 and I didn't have one at the time. So I had to play on my friends. But I played through the first and second a few times over because I wanted to level up different areas and stuff instead of like... Because the first time through, you just put it all into Chaos Blades. You don't worry about the other weapons that you gain. You just don't. You don't worry about it.
Here's your fucking metal fists.
Yeah, right.
Here's your other thing.
There's your axe or your long pole arm thing, and that's what those are. But I liked going back in one and two. I liked going back and feeding those things a little bit more to get more separate powers out of them to, you know, see what they can do. Yeah, I mean, and I actually really enjoy the stories of each one of them, and I can see those played through again. And
yeah, but I can beat Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
And finish 8-4.
Right.
And hit start and play that again.
Right.
I would never do that with a God of War.
That's interesting, yeah.
There's nothing else to it.
There's a visceral satisfaction with that game for me. It just, you know...
I view that as the same thing as those people who are like, man, I play Mortal Kombat, you see those fatalities?
Yeah, I mean, those are cool.
Fuck those people. Those are the same people like when Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe came out, they're like, I'm not playing, it's T-rated. Like, really? That's the only reason you saw it was for blood and... fucking rib cages.
That shit is fun, though. Like
fuck those people.
Sure.
I don't want those people to play Mortal Kombat.
If that's the only thing they get out of the experience, sure, but you can't tell me it's not fun to watch the fatalities. Especially when you hit it on somebody, you're like, oh, fuck yes!
I remember...
I'll rip your guts out!
The year they announced God of War Ascension at E3, and they showed him, I believe he was ripping out... some kind of Cyclops eyeball or anything.
Yeah.
And the crowd just erupts into cheers, and I was like, right. You people disgust me.
That's what those games are about. It's just about...
No, but it's just like, oh, that's all you fucking care about?
No, it's just, it's the thing that Kratos does.
Fuck those people.
They cheer when he cut off the griffin's wing and jumped onto the next griffin when 2 came out. Like, it's just like, it's the cool little button mash thing that
it's fucking Kratos dumb does. Is what it is.
Well, whatever. But
it's like if you're somebody who plays Bayonetta and goes like, sometimes she's almost naked. Like, fuck, don't play Bayonetta. I don't want to be in the same fucking party as you, you asshole.
Ugh. Anyway,
I just don't like that. It's cool that it happens, right. I guess, but it's not like, yo, that's the thing that's cool. Like, what are we, fucking 9?
That's the thing you get hyped for. Like, yeah, like there's more to the game, obviously.
I just envision somebody just, like, furiously masturbating over gore.
It doesn't have to be, like, vore shit. It's just, like, that's the thing. Like when Kratos does a cool button action and then he, like, cuts off the wing of a griffin and jumps over to the other guy and kills the other guy. It's like, it's just Kratos doing his thing. Like, that's enjoyable. So, it's all about combos and cutting dudes up. I mean, you know, there's just...
Let's talk about God of War.
Let's talk about God of War. Yes. Yeah.
That was a David Jaffe joint.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Originally.
Yes.
He was the executive producer and director on the original God of War.
Yes.
Every subsequent entry in the franchise, with the exception of the Ready at Dawn games, which were made for the PSP and subsequently ported to the PS3,
mm-hmm.
They've all been under the creative lead of another director. They've all been... once again, with the exception of the Ready at Dawn games. We're not going to include those in this conversation. We're just going to talk about the trilogy and Ascension.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Ascension? All right, that's fine.
I kind of don't want to, but...
Yeah, I agree.
But those were all directed and developed at Santa Monica Studio.
Yes.
Sony Santa Monica is one of... seemingly the only fucking studio... that Sony still has left at this point. They've shuttered just about everything.
Yeah, they shuttered just about everything.
And rumor has it, like, that they were going to announce a God of War at E3 this year. That could still potentially happen at Gamescom.
Mm-hmm.
That could still potentially happen at Tokyo Game Show, which I don't think it would happen there.
Right.
Because that series has not historically done very well there.
Yeah, it doesn't do well.
But Sony's been doing... their own PlayStation event in November. They started that last year.
Yes.
I would assume they will do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Their own convention. There's a chance that they will announce it there.
Right.
God of War is a very interesting franchise.
Yeah.
It was sought, developed... and created by David Jaffe, the man who brought you games such as Twisted Metal.
Mm-hmm.
David Jaffe, very interesting fellow.
Yes.
Kind of an asshole.
Most people would agree, yes.
he's well known, if for nothing else, than like pissing a bunch of people off, deleting his Twitter, and then reopening his Twitter days later and going like, yeah, sorry about that.
I apologize.
Very ardent and seemingly out of his own choice, huge PlayStation guy.
Yes.
Been there since the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Does not like the Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
Does not think that PC gaming is of any relevance.
Right, yeah.
Twisted Metal 2.
We almost talked about that game.
Yeah, I want to do a Twisted Metal cast at some point, I need to find somebody who likes Twisted Metal, because you apparently don't think that they're any good at all.
I never said it wasn't any good. It's just not something I got into. I just never, I don't know. It just wasn't.
I bought a PlayStation because of Twisted Metal.
You and a lot of
1995!
People. I do not question the validity of that game or its popularity. I just never gave a shit. That's it. That's all. So
Is that all?
That's all.
Is that all?
I just never gave a shit about that game. I don't care about your fucking clown in his ice cream truck shooting rockets at people. I don't fucking care.
His name is Sweet Tooth, motherfucker!
I know what his name is. I don't care. I don't give a shit about those games.
What about Axel? He's just like two wheels and arms and legs.
Dude, if you pointed out any other character other than Sweet Tooth, I could not fucking tell you their name. It would never happen.
What about Dark Tooth?
Dark... Is he the evil Sweet Tooth? I thought Sweet Tooth...
He was the boss in 2.
Oh, okay.
Right. No, he was the boss in 1.
Well, whatever.
No, he's the boss in 2.
Okay. I just... Whatever. It's fine. It's a fine game. I just never got into it. So, that whole franchise just passed right over me. So, we'll talk about it eventually.
You look like a Jet Moto kind of guy.
Do I? What is a Jet
Moto? Did I make that joke on the phone?
You did make that joke on the phone. I don't know what a Jet Moto guy looks like, honestly.
You're somebody who's weighing a Mountain Dew.
Okay. Mountain Dew.
When I looked at... You know, granted, I played Jet Moto 1 through 3. I think there was even a 4, but I only played 1 through 3.
Right.
Jet Moto was cool for the time, but you can look at Jet Moto and go like, this is just a fucking Mountain Dew commercial. It's like, just kept waiting for those guys to just throw up the horns and be like, "Ah! Code Red coming out this fall!"
Throw up the horns. Yeah, no kidding.
So, yeah, like, David Jaffe,
yes,
creative lead on the first 2 Twisted Metal games, as well as Twisted Metal Black, which, that game, first game I ever heard motherfucker in.
It's interesting, yeah. Is that the first one that did it, or is that the first one you heard?
I think it might be the first one. Because they took Twisted Metal, which had historically been a T-rated game, yeah, and they're like, all right, we're bringing it to the PS2, and we're going to make it M-rated. I was like, how do you make a car combat game M-rated? Oh, you just curse a bunch.
You just curse a whole lot, yeah.
And, yeah, like, if you play as... any individual character has their own story in that.
Right.
Opening cinematics, mid-game cinematics, and then closing cinematics. And... they kind of explain why Sweet Tooth's head's on fire.
Right.
And how he got that way.
Right. Yeah.
And it talks about this horrible accident that happened with him. And very end of the cinematic, he's like, and then that motherfucker! And his head bursts into flame. And you're like, yeah! All right!
Okay, we'll do this.
I'm with you, Sweet Tooth, you motherfucker! then they made Twisted Metal Online, which was, if you bought the PlayStation Network adapter,
right,
it came with this fucking disc that was just the multiplayer from Twisted Metal Black, but playable through their network adapter, and I played Twisted Metal Black Online for a year,
yeah,
like, kind of all the time. It was like Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and that.
And that one.
Okay. And Unreal Championship on the original Xbox.
Nice.
I had a weird run of strange games I got hooked to on the internet. But yeah, so God of War. It's the third-person character action game for everybody else.
Yeah.
If you're someone who doesn't like precision, if you're someone who doesn't like solid gameplay...
Or don't need it, I would say.
If you're someone who doesn't enjoy fun...
I don't... see, that... I don't get why you say that. There's plenty of that
in this game. It's a baby's toy.
There's plenty of that in this game. There really is.
There's really not.
There is.
It's like that guy glowed, so I hit the left L1 button, and then I block and do a ground pound, and then they're dead.
And then you can juggle some guys, and then you can juggle guys into others.
But there's no reason to do it. The one thing I'll say...
I will agree with that. I will agree with that. You can... See, there's nuances to this game, the problem being... The main problem being, it's not needed because you can just literally mash X and win.
Well,
literally.
There's only one combo you need to know in that game at all. And I've beaten these games all on the highest difficulty.
Yeah.
Square, square, triangle.
Yeah.
Because that is the 2 initial shots and then the swing down move, which will break shields for any of the characters who have shields.
Yes.
And it also, that ground swipe move does extra damage.
Yes.
So it breaks down bosses' shields quicker. No other combo-based move in that game does significantly more damage without exposing yourself to an attack
Yeah.
with that effective ratio.
Yeah.
And so it's just square, square, triangle, square, square, triangle, square, square, triangle, that entire game. Especially on the higher difficulties, because you don't have windows big enough to be able to do that. Because in that game, you can be actively attacking someone, and them still queue up an attack and come at you.
Yeah.
Even though you are actively hitting that person.
Right.
It's bullshit. And that leads into one of my issues with that game. And yeah, granted, when God of War 3 came out, it looked fantastic. It's still, 5 years later, it looks fantastic today. Mm-hmm. As long as you don't look at things like animation.
Right. Yeah.
Those games animate incredibly poorly.
Hmm.
Very poorly.
Interesting.
There's no realistic proportional move or weight-based symmetry to the way that that character moves.
Okay.
And the way that the enemies move.
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of like a mess. And I say this with all due respect. This is just my critical eye. This is not me shitting on those games. But that what I'm trying to display is the differentiation between hardcore character action games
mm-hmm.
and this.
Okay.
This is that for everybody else.
Okay.
It's more concerned with being fluid and quick
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being real.
Cerebral and calculated.
It's like the difference between Call of Duty and Arma.
Right.
If you're somebody who worries about the actual act of shooting a gun, you play Arma. If you're a dude who's like, it would be cool if there was guns, you play Call of Duty.
Right.
I'm a Call of Duty guy.
Right.
Because I'm not actually worried about the concussive force and animation of shooting a gun. I don't know. When I hit left trigger, I want gun to happen, and then I shoot.
Shoot barrel. Never shoot man. Shoot barrel.
Shoot the barrel.
Shoot the barrel, never the man.
But when it comes to character action games, I prefer something a bit more exact. Now,
right. More precise, more precision, more specific.
I would be remiss to not talk about the story in these games.
Yes.
When that first God of War came out, I thought that story was incredible.
Yes.
At this point, I hate it.
You hate the whole story? Retrospectively, you don't like the story.
I'm just done with it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about his family. I don't care about him being covered in the ashes of his family.
Well, yeah.
And, like, fucking people while covered in the ashes of his family.
Yes.
That's weird.
It is. But that was, you know, that's Greece. So what are you going to do? Like, Greece and Rome, they fucked a lot. That's what they did. I don't know what to
while
tell you.
While covered in the ashes of their family?
Well, no.
Whatever gets you hard, man.
That was all mystic bullshit.
Whatever gets you hard.
That's all mystic bullshit, but whatever. No, like, you know, retrospectively, I think that was fine. I thought it was, you know, yeah, he's not a good person. That's very fucking clear from second one of this whole thing.
And just the fucking, like, I yell all my lines!
Well, I figured you relate to that, like, honestly.
Dude, I don't...
His first line is remissive.
Like, yeah, the one thing I like about God of War and the voice acting is that the main character is the roommate from the Living Single show.
He is the roommate.
With Queen Latifah.
It's very true. It is.
I like that guy's getting work.
Yeah, but... Getting work.
Good chest hair on that guy.
He hasn't had... Like, whatever. Yeah, you know, it's an awesome...
He got a job?
Well, I enjoyed the full, you know...
Living single in a 90s kind of world.
Yeah, there's a lot of good voice acting in that game. The narrator.
I hate her. She sucks.
Really? What?
She sucks.
She's an Oscar award winner. She's
fantastic.
Yeah,
whatever.
She's fantastic.
British lady talking at you about Kratos.
Yes.
Fuck off.
Yes, and it turns out to be Gaia.
It's the most trite bullshit.
And then it turns out to be Gaia at the end of the second one.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the Titan of Earth. It was like, there was
don't
a whole
care.
Thing about, it's in the... How
watch
do you,
me care.
I don't understand how you
Are you talking about this? Like the plant lady?
Yes, the big fucking earth lady.
Don't care that you fight people in the third game. Don't care.
Oh my god. Anyway,
I skip almost every cinematic in those games. Oh my. I just hit start.
Why the fuck are we talking about the story then? Jesus Christ!
They're really bad.
You're the worst. You're the absolute worst.
What?
That is a great story.
That is not a great story.
Yes, it is. It's a great tragedy. My god.
Just the whole game, he's like, I'm upset about things!
It's a Greek tragedy. It is literally the epitome of those.
Yeah, that story is a tragedy.
Uh-huh, yeah. I get it.
Anyway, I don't like it.
It's fine, but it's like, you're wrong. So I don't really care. Your opinion is wrong.
You can
absolutely be wrong about your opinion. That is not how that works. Your opinion is completely wrong.
That is not how this works.
It's totally how it works. Your butthole can be wrong, and it is. So... opinions like buttholes, that whole thing. So you're completely wrong on this.
Let's talk about my butthole.
That's
a bad video game.
It's not a bad... What? How the fuck did this come to this? Like, yeah, we can talk about God of War. I like it. Fuck that game and everything about it. It's good, though. Fuck you! Like, you're out of your mind.
No, it's not a bad game. I just think the story is shit, and I think the gameplay is sloppy.
Oh my god, why did I even do this podcast with you?
I've played every single one of those games to completion, all but Ascension on the highest difficulty. They are perfectly fine.
Yeah.
That story sucks.
No, it's not. It does not. The story is fine.
Nothing, there's no gradation to that story at all. It's like, well, what if it was your dad, though, and he was like, a god?
Yeah. That's basically what all Greek tragedies and mythos is about, is family.
Greece fucking each other. If that's true, Greece sucks.
That's all the Greek stories are about. Read any Greek myth, and it's all about fucking sons getting fucked over by their dads. And then the sons fucking over the dad.
If that's what it's like, I don't want to.
That's what it all is. And then it all culminates in the fact of all the gods dying and men getting free choice and being freed from the gods. Like, that's what that whole story is.
But at the end of that game, they have to reinstate the gods so that the world doesn't fall into fucking disaster.
No, he fucking kills the gods, and...
No, but the world restarts.
Yeah, because the gods are over, and it's the time of man.
I was under the impression that the gods had to be back.
No.
To keep everything in balance.
Gods were dead. Because even she was like, even when she was like, oh, give it to Athena, was all like, give me the power.
Athena!
It's like, give me the power and I'll lord over the gods. And Kratos is like, no, fuck you. Gods have had their chance and they suck at it. And so he ended it. And then, that's why there are no gods today, because Kratos killed them all and probably himself, but he crawled away. Whatever. I don't need any more games. I don't need any more stories to that game, because I saw those stories. They're fine. Don't need any more of it. Yeah, that's what I take from it.
Like him, like in a new game, kicking a Dodge truck.
I'd be okay with that. What would be funny is if it was just like him, like in an apartment, like he still has immortality, and he's like just today, but he's got like a beer gut,
and he's got like a really fucking gross chest wound.
Right? Yeah. It's just like a big scar.
It's just
like right
never
there.
Healed. Right? Yeah. And just. Yeah.
He never.
It's all like overlapped and gross.
He still fucks a lot of chicks, but they're all like ugly and like prostitutes, and it's just a bad time for Kratos. Really.
They're all like tube sock lesbians.
Yeah, it's just a bad time.
They drive a truck for a living.
Ugh, it's just bad times for Kratos.
Is tube sock lesbian? is that offensive?
Is it probably? But whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, you know, like flannel wearing. You know, Wrangler jeans.
I get you.
Wallet in the back pocket.
I got you. Plays golf. Got it.
But still likes a dick.
What's not even a what?
Like if it weren't for the dick, she would fuck chicks.
All right then. Anyway. I think those games serve us perfectly fine. I think you are perfectly right in the fact that it's sloppy
and that the story's bad.
No, you're not right about that. You're right about the game
it's
being
him
sloppy.
Yelling the whole time. Like,
well,
really?
Never fine. That's not the story. That's the outlet in which the story is occurring. But that's not the story that's being told.
But it's like if you only ever yell.
In the first scene, he doesn't yell. In the first scene, he's whispering to himself. That's like the first scene of the
game. Yeah, it's like the only line he doesn't yell! Like, if I yelled this entire podcast, would you?
Which you have, I think. I think you have.
Would you listen to this podcast if all I ever did was yell?
We're gonna find out if anybody listens to this podcast.
Check the downloads.
I want to know if this is the most one, and if that's the case,
it's the most podcast.
It's the most downloaded podcast. From then on, we're just going to have Hoss screaming in the microphone for an hour over nothing.
I just like yelling sometimes.
I know, right?
It makes me happy.
You are in a mood today. It is, you're in
I don't know, I just feel weird.
You're in an excitable mood. I don't know what it is. Anything else positive you'd like to say about this game?
I think those games are, like, in a lot of ways really, really fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's a franchise that is... With the exception of Final Fantasy, which appears like they are doing with this latest installment, it's a franchise that I would, next to maybe Assassin's Creed,
yes,
is in the most desperate need for a reboot.
Yeah, yeah.
It desperately needs a reboot.
Right, okay.
There is no... There's no quality place for them to go with that framework as it stands right now.
Right, yeah. So it would be from, like, basically ground up, make something different.
Yeah, and, you know, just fix the animations. Like, his fucking chain fucking arms.
Right.
The way that they just swing through people and there's no collision on anything. Sure. That all looks like shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks... terrible.
Yeah, if there's a bit of physics that I would critique, it's definitely the, you know, there's not a whole lot of platforming in this game. Obviously, it's an action game, but just the way he jumps feels really like, you know, there's no proper weight to it. He jumps up like he's weightless and then falls down like a rock. It's bizarre looking. And he has that awkward double jump that just feels wrong.
Well, and in the sense of, like, air-based... Any moves, I think that you can definitely tie in the way that juggles work in that game as well.
Yeah.
They look terrible.
Yeah.
They look like Marvel versus juggles. They look terrible.
They do. The enemy, like, kind of goes horizontal for no reason and then just...
Horizontal, and then the way that they just shudder like they're having, like, a fucking seizure.
And that's all that's going on.
It's dumb. Yeah. It looks, like, especially in 1080p at 60 frames, playing God of War 3... because that game maintained almost all of the physics from God of War 1 and 2.
Right.
They were seemingly afraid to fuck with a winning formula.
Sure.
But looking at that now,
yeah,
10 years since the original game, that looks like shit.
Well, it has been 10 years, to be fair. And
well, yeah, but it's
there's games that have done it better.
It's fucking time.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Ninja Gaiden Black.
Yeah.
In 2003.
Yeah.
Did that better.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's true. There's certain games that they prioritize certain things beyond it, and that's what happens.
Ninja Gaiden. We should talk about that.
We should talk about Ninja Gaiden. That's the original and all the rest of them.
I feel like we should make the reboot and its subsequent sequels separate from the NES games.
Agreed. Yeah. They're totally different.
They're
games.
So different.
They're so different. Utterly different. The other thing that, like...
I just want to talk about Tomonobu Inigaki and his fucking jacket and how many cigarettes he smokes.
He does have a badass jacket.
Oh, my God. And his fucking sunglasses and, like, really bad skin.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like a raper, is what I'm trying to say.
Might bleep that, but...
He looks like a Bill Cosby-esque fellow.
Definitely bleeping that.
He's got a lot of sweaters...
All right, moving on.
And he's going to rape you.
Moving on. We're moving on from this.
He wears them under his jacket.
Oh, God damn it. So anyway, yeah, if there's anything that I could critique about that game, it's definitely anytime they want me to fucking platform over anything, it is frustrating. I don't like jumping from block to block, which is why I hate Ascension. There were entire parts of Ascension. That's the one with the stupid fates, right? Yes. There were entire parts of Ascension based on moving platforms to the certain spot you wanted them to and jumping on them. This is not a platformer game. And yet, there was a absolute mechanic devoted around it. And I hated it. I stopped playing the game on one of those where you had, like, the time thing or whatever. You had to, like, float time around it. I stopped playing it after I just didn't feel like figuring out or finishing this puzzle where you had to move the... It was kind of like Ratchet and Clank... clock blockers. What's that called?
A Crack in Time.
A Crack in Time. Yeah,
clock blockers is the.
I remember the
proposed name.
I remember the proposed name over that one. A Crack in Time, but not done good, and obviously with terrible jumping mechanics.
Man, just, did I leave Ratchet and Clank here?
Yes, it's right over here.
We should
play that.
We should play some more of that.
Play some more of that.
That game's great.
All right, well, we can do that. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like. That game does not lend itself to platforming, and any time that I had to do platforming or jump up anywhere, I felt it tedious and annoying. The puzzles, quote unquote, that I will quote it in the most quotable quoteness I can possibly come up with. I guess were fine because they weren't really like. I guess they were puzzles, but it was literally like, okay, now. Either put this part here or kill those people, and then that will open.
I think that ties into the fact, you know, the way that I had advertised that game is one of those for everybody else. I mean, it's like an action game for, like, stupid people.
Who don't understand
depth or video games or mechanic or how, like, have a brain.
I don't know why you have to take it to that extreme.
Everything about that game, from top to bottom...
It's simple.
It's thoughtless.
It's simple. It is. It's a simple.
Now you're calling people simple.
Well, like, yeah.
Who's mean now?
Well, yeah. It's easier to say not having a brain. It's way better. No. It's not. I don't think it's thoughtless because I think it was deliberate. I think it was deliberately made as that person's, you know, the average guy's action oriented game. You know what I mean? That's how I think it was done because, like, you know, it just. That's why I think there was an abundance of violence, because, yeah, like you said, people cheered when he tore a Cyclops' eye out from it. It's just something that's like, oh, that's cool. Look at him do that, you know?
Best game of the franchise.
Best game of the franchise. I like 3 a lot.
2.
2. 2 was good, yeah. Yeah.
2, when it... It's hard
2,
to...
2, I have played the most.
It's hard to look at those games and not, you know, analyze them based on... the expectations of today, and 3 is the most current.
Yeah.
It still feels the most relevant.
Right.
From a graphical perspective and everything else.
Right.
But I remember that was April of 2007.
Yeah.
When that game came out.
Yeah.
5 months after the PlayStation 3 comes out. Like 17 months after the 360 came out.
Right.
And I felt like that was one of the best-looking games in the world.
Yeah.
On the PS2.
Two, yeah.
That game was incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's... I remember when I got my hands on the Colossus of Rhodes demo.
Yeah.
The first fight in that game.
Yeah.
I had gotten hands on a pre-release build of that, like, 10 months before that game came out. It was the E3 build.
Right, yeah.
And, buddy of mine just sent it to me. He's like, you gotta fucking play this.
Yeah, yeah.
And just being like, I am blown away. Because I'd walked away from God of War 1 after that, like, really dumb fight at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Just thinking like, man, that was missed potential. That could
the original God of War.
Oh, god, yeah. That last fighting, boss fight.
Yeah, where it's like the shifting bar. Yeah, it was bad. I didn't care for that at all.
Or just like you become giant and all the graphics are terrible.
Yeah.
And you're like, this looks awful. It just felt dumb.
Yeah.
Like it felt unearned.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't make any, like... And even, like, in any kind of story sense, it was just kind of like, I'm gonna open this box and become a giant. What? Like, it didn't make any sense at all. Like, yeah, I agree.
I like how right at the beginning of God of War 2, they're like, remember when he was, like, big? Or... Moving on,
yeah. going over to here, yeah. So, yeah, and...
You're gonna get stabbed with this sword that's gonna be dope.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very Castlevania Symphony of the Night type deal. They give you all the powers in the first level and then just yank them all away.
The abilities.
Yes, the ability yank. The abilities, I get it, okay. I like it.
That's what they call that.
That's what they call that? That's all
the
right.
The abilities.
I like it. I like that a lot. That's really
good. Because you are here to tease the abilities.
I like it. All right, so yeah, they give you the abilities and everything. Yeah, I mean, that is the one that I've played the most, so it is probably...
It's the best. Yeah. I love the flying sequence.
It has the most variety of things. There's different things to do throughout that whole thing. Shifts equally amongst it.
It stretched that hardware so goddamn far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It... Still today...
Yeah.
Nearly a decade later, I look at that game and go, I have no idea how they did that on the hardware.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the first time you saw Burnout Takedown and you're like, how the fuck did they make this game?
How'd they do that?
Is this witchcraft?
some kind of magic? But yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, I always come off as some kind of like fucking hard ass or something, but
because you say people who like it don't have brains. I think you could.
Well, they don't. It's Eric's favorite game. Any game that Eric likes can't be good.
Okay.
Have you met Eric?
I have. Like, I don't know.
He's
why.
He's an idiot.
Oh my god. Yeah. So.
Have you ever played games with Eric?
I have played games.
It's like the worst experience.
It is.
It's like watching an abortion.
It is painful. God damn it! Stop saying horrible things on this podcast. Oh my god. Anyway, so yeah. And then they made Ascension, and Ascension sucked.
Yeah.
You know, I
like those PSP games.
Yeah,
Chains of Olympus and Ghost of Sparta.
I never got to play those.
Fucking dope.
Yeah, yeah. What are
They're
they?
Great.
What do they do differently in those, or do they do anything different?
They're just that.
Yeah,
on the PSP.
Okay,
and they put them on the Poos 3. If you buy that Legacy edition that comes with everything up through 3 and not Ascension because that game sucks.
Right.
I think you can get that whole collection out for like $20.
Yeah.
And those games are great.
Yeah.
I paid full price when they were on the PSP and
I heard good things about them. I never did play them.
They're fucking great.
I didn't have a PSP.
Chains of Olympus is a prequel.
Right.
And Ghost of Sparta takes place between 1 and 2.
Yeah, yeah. Chains ends with you going up against the Hydra, correct? Like, that's like where that, or when you get on that ship.
No, you end on the cliff.
Oh, you end on the cliff. Oh, interesting. Okay, that's intriguing. All right.
Yeah, and cool. It's you being so fucking dejected at the end of that game, and you're just,
yeah.
I have nothing left to give. Well, and he just drops to his knees, and that's the end of the game. And you're like, that was awesome!
Great.
Granted, if that's all you ever played of that franchise, like, that was a fucking bummer.
That's the only God of War you played. It's like, oh, I got this game, God of War, Chains of Olympus. Real depressing.
Man, remember when Sony used to make handhelds?
Yeah.
And they were good?
Yeah. I mean, well, I didn't have a PSP, but I heard there were good games on them.
I think it was dope. Yeah. Lumines?
Yeah.
Woo!
There you go. You want to talk about Lumines next time? No.
Oh, dude, I can talk about Lumines.
All right.
For hours. All those Genki Rocket songs.
I'll have to play it.
Best soundtrack I think I've ever heard other than Jet Set Radio.
Interesting. That's intriguing. More so than...
We should do a Jet Set Radio podcast.
That'd be okay. Do that. I've actually only...
Jet Set Radio!
I have played maybe a grand total of 3 hours of that game one time. I was over at a friend's house back in the day. Never played Future, I don't think. No.
Future's pretty good. The one issue that I have with Future, as well as the American port of Radio, is that they added, like, they were like, hey, man, we're going to make this appeal to the American markets. We're going to have all these fucking dope-ass J-pop songs. And then, like, a Rob Zombie song? What?
Yeah, you know. Because J-pop and Rob Zombie, that mixes together real well.
We got this techno remix of Dragula, like... Dragula! Oh, man, I fucking hate Rob Zombie. Have I ever told you that?
No, I never did tell you that.
Hate him.
That's interesting.
Like him as a person.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I just think his music is the worst.
Like, as a dude, I think he's pretty cool.
Do
you like White Zombie?
The Devil's Rejects? Fantastic.
Yeah, do you like White Zombie?
I like that first album.
Okay, yeah.
The one with...
People People who typically hate Rob Zombie stuff typically like White Zombie, like, way better. So
what, like, is that song, like, is... Fisting 5000 or whatever?
What?
Like, the first Thunder Kiss Butt Sex, something.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? White Zombie or Rob
Zombie?
Yeah,
White Zombie.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is that...
The single that they had before, More Human Than Human.
I don't know. Because More Human Than Human is, like, kind of the one that I know.
See, I don't like More Human Than Human.
That's, like, the one that I know. It's like, you know, that's it. Like,
the first time I'd ever heard White Zombie.
Yeah.
Fun story.
Okay.
Pine Knob in Detroit. It was in the wintertime. It was a fucking landfill.
Okay.
And they made it into a ski slope.
Hmm.
And it also had, like, an outdoor, like, amphitheater kind of venue.
Yeah.
So we go to watch Megadeth and Pantera.
Nice.
The Vulgar Display of Power tour and the Countdown to Extinction tour.
Cool.
For Megadeth. Fucking stoked. I'm a kid. My dad's a metalhead. And he took me and my brother. And we show up and concerts start hours before the actual band show, bands that you want to see show up, and White Zombie's on stage, and we're showing up, and we're like, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
And so Megadeth comes on, and the back of the amphitheater, there's, we'll call it 100 rows of seats.
Right.
In kind of a, think Pac-Man-shaped pattern.
Okay.
All around the stage.
Okay.
And then in the back, there is a grass hill.
Okay.
That they have just recently resodded.
Oh, yeah.
So people decide during Megadeth that they're going to start ripping up sod.
Okay.
And throwing it.
Throwing the sod, yeah.
And so my dad...
Because, you know...
They're fucking metalheads, whatever.
I know, right? Yeah.
So they're mosh pitting up there, and it's going crazy.
Sure.
And my dad pokes me in the side and goes... I want you to turn around, and I want you to... there's a concert going on right now.
Yeah.
I want you to turn around, and I want you to look at this, and then never turn around again. And so I turn around, and all you can see is it's getting dark.
Yeah.
It's very, very dusk.
Right.
And all you can see are, like, kind of vague shapes and outlines.
Right.
And it's just shit flying in the air. You're like, oh my god.
Like silhouettes of people throwing dirt and sod everywhere.
Little known fact, I was like 11 years old and we were at another concert at Pine Knob, and that was the first time anybody ever handed me a joint. I was 11 years old.
Oh wow, there you go.
I remember it to this day.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dad, what am I supposed to do with this? He's like, smoke it or pass it.
Wow.
My dad was pretty cool.
Well, there you go. All right.
Getting high with your dad, right here on the Video Destroy Podcast.
Getting high with your dad. That's our tagline. Getting high with your dad.
That would be the best podcast. I would wear a shirt that says, getting high with your dad, Video Destroy Podcast.
Video Destroy Podcast.
We need to start making shirts.
We do need to start making shirts. That's going to do it for our talk about God of War. What if...
I like that franchise. That needs a drastic, drastic new direction.
What if they brought it back? They put a little bit more physics into it, a little more animation towards the, you know, collisions and everything, and they put Megadeth in it.
That'd be all right.
That'd be okay. Right?
Will he, like, speak and not yell?
I mean, he speaks in certain parts of that game.
Almost never.
I'll agree with you. You know, it's not often that he just speaks, but... He does, I think. When he's talking to
the
Hercules.
The fucking opening of, like, God of War 3, as soon as you hit the start button for the first time, he's like, finally I will get my vengeance. Like, it's the third fucking game. Like, what have you been doing?
Well, he was trying. It's hard. It's hard. He talks pretty quietly to Hercules and Perseus.
They should make a Hogules game.
A Hogules?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but
like, from the Garfield cartoon.
From the Garfield,
American Acres.
Yeah, American Acres, I know, yeah.
Hogules.
I didn't think that was gonna get dropped on this one. I'm gonna use Hogules as the thumbnail for this one.
It's perfect.
That'd be great. I was gonna put him in the corner at least.
Lower third.
Yeah, there's Orson.
Lower third just Hogules.
Orson's Hogules. There you go.
You know what we should start doing?
What's that?
Dumb videos.
Dumb videos? Yeah, I would love to do dumb videos.
I think a nice like Video Destruct logo in a lower third would look pretty cool.
Okay, there we go. Boom! It'll happen.
We need to make more videos.
We do. We need to make more videos. We're running out of stuff, man.
It's a real shame that fucking horror movie thing, that horror movie camp out thing didn't work out.
It's true. It's true. It did. Yeah, he handed me this this thing for this horror movie thing that we talked about a few episodes ago, and none of the footage came out. It was all just dark and sad. A lot of good sounds and revvings of chainsaws in the background of nothing. But
can we like put like a techno remix of like Dragula under it?
Yeah, probably could. Yeah, it's like
damn, John, make you walk into bed.
You walk into bed to Dragula. I don't mind Rob Zombie. He did Edge's theme, so I'm okay with him.
He didn't do Edge's theme.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not the Do You Think You Know Me, but he did the. He did that one. Well,
he did the Edge theme. He didn't do the Honest Day.
No, he didn't do that one.
I see clearly. That's Edge's fucking theme song.
I stand corrected.
And he walks out and raises the fucking horns and they shoot the pyro. Man, oh, God.
You know what? We may do a Schmozcast here in a second. But that's going to do it for our episode here. Check us out at videodestruct.com. Check us out on Twitter, @VideoDestruct or @Hoss_buddy. That's Hoss's individual.
I talk to pro wrestlers pretty much all the time.
He talks to pro wrestlers. I don't know how the fuck he does it. So go check us out at those places. Also,
MVP got let go.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. All right. All right.
Yeah.
That's, shit. That stopped my plug, like, dead
sorry.
Straight.
It just happened last night.
I'm just, like, kind of shocked. I thought he was, like, the guy. Like, I thought he was one of the guys. That's bizarre to me. Okay.
I sent him a DM, and I was like, hey, man, sorry to hear about that. And he's like, hey, you want an extra large BDC shirt? I was like, sure. So he's sending me a BDC shirt.
What? How the fuck do you do this? That's it for VideoDestruct.com. Check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/VideoDestruct. How do you do these things?
I don't know. You just talk to people like human beings.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
People talk to me. I don't know.
They do.